My name is Virginia James, and I'm the soul behind Feminine Sage Wisdom. This is a recording of the weekly memo that you get on the blog. Now, even though FSW is about women finding their purpose, living in their legacy, and doing their soulful work, the memos that come your way are straight from my heart or experiences. Storytelling is one of my favorite things to do and to be a recipient of because it's how we learn more about ourselves and each other. So take a listen to this letter. This week's piece is called When Your Spoons Are Falling Out of Your Silverware Drawer, Do the Basics. Hey there, we're back with another bi-weekly blog post, and one concept that we talk about here at FSW is the rat race. And to be quite honest, my dog is barking and it feels like there's a rat race in my living room right now. So I think this is perfectly timed, and you'll have to forgive me for her barking being in the background. So why not? Let's move forward because this is soulful living. So when we usually think about the rat race of our careers or the entities we work for or with, you know, we also have to think about this idea of the rat race in our own life, right? When the puppies bark or the kids are screaming or it's raining outside and you wanted sunshine, I don't know. But what about all those roles that we have to do or take on that are unexpected or even expected? Let's unpack that today, specifically around what happens when we don't have any more spoons. Oh, Freya. Ugh, spoons. Our balance is as unique as we are. The main lesson I've learned in this lifetime so far is that balance is not only a privilege, it's a right, and we deserve balance and stability, even when the puppies bark. We deserve to have a life that complements us as well as challenges us. All these plot twists, known and unknown, show us what balance means to ourselves as unique beings. But one thing we always have to learn, or at least myself, is how to regroup when our spoons are gone. Not just dwindling, but gone. A friend and I were going to have a coffee date, and she asked about doing it this past weekend, and I had to admit something I'm really bad at admitting. I had to admit to her that not only did I not have enough spoons to give her my full attention, but I'm using toothpicks at this point. Yes, it's a proverbial answer, but you'll get what I'm saying. My schedule and brain and body friend have been plumb full. I think the biggest step before we can get into a few basics is knowing when our spoons are dwindling. If we have that awareness, or at least the authenticity to ourselves to say, they're gone. There's been quite a few people in my life lately who have been going through huge transitions that are highly impactful. I'm guessing their spoons are dwindling or gone for the time being. This doesn't mean we can't get our stash back or we can't show up in life again with our full potential. But what this does mean is we need to reset and regroup. I talked about in the weekly wisdom tip today, you can sign up for that here, and I wanted to share it on the blog as well because this matters. How do we start to reset? If we can't take care of ourselves, even for 5 minutes, don't discount self-care, roll your eyes at it, we need to simplify. Resetting our body friends and nervous systems help us in the short and long games. So how do we do that? Breathing exercises, mindfulness, trying to get better sleep, nourishing our bodies, tending and befriending, saying no and creating other boundaries, checking our safety net, digging into our resources and finding out how we can create new ones, and so much more. Be a rebel and reclaim your balance. My friends, in a complex and hectic world, much of the messaging is the rat race and the fact that your self-care has to be huge, glorious, and maybe even expensive. But what if we dial it back to simplicity that works for us? What if that is the way to rebel in this hectic world, taking care of us in a soulful, grounded way? Not only is it an act of rebellion in the society that most of us live in, but it's a way to rewire not only our bodies, but our future. If others don't want to, that's okay. But what do you want? How will you recollect your spoons, so to speak? And what do you want your future to look like with the balance for the hectic days, weeks, or years? Nobody can tell you how to do that, even me. We can suggest tools, but you know yourself, or you're beginning to know yourself as you're here. Think about this in the week ahead, and I'll be doing my own spoon collecting. Even those of us who teach and guide others must do the same work. No shame, no guilt. Have a beautiful week ahead, and I'll write to you in a couple of weeks. And thank you again for your patience with Freya coming on and also sharing her opinion. Chat with you soon. Let me know how this story resonates with you. You can always drop a comment below. And if you want more tips and direct connection, join for free the FSW Circle to get the weekly wisdom in your inbox. If you're ready to ditch soul-sucking work and what doesn't align with you and shift towards soulful living and work-life balance, you need the Zone of Purpose Blueprint, my signature program. You can sign up for both at femininesagewisdom.com. And as always, if you have any questions or comments, leave them below or contact me one-to-one. I'll chat with you soon, and bright blessings on you. Again, my name is Virginia James, and you can always find me at femininesagewisdom.com. I get that's a lot of I's and vowels to track, but you can also find me on LinkedIn as well. I'll see you there, and until next week, blessings on you, and remember, your wisdom is within.